It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oregon Ducks out in Ann Arbor, Michigan in the Big House, taking on the Wolverines, keeping it running, keeping it moving. As of right now, the injury report has not changed for the Michigan Wolverines. They're still going to be dinged up. They're still going to be one quarterback short as Tuttle has decided to hang it up due to his fifth concussion.
He's
going to
retire.
He is going to medically retire. He is done with college football. Which way the Wolverines go at quarterback, I don't know. This is something, will they, won't they?
They're going to do both. So you'll have, I always, because he has two first names and two last names, Davis Warren, Warren Davis. He is going to start.
The law firm.
You, yes. Exactly. And you are going to see Alex Orji in certain packages.
It's an orgy in the end zone.
I don't think you're going to hear that on Saturday. I think that Oregon's defensive line, they're going to get after that Michigan O-line, because what Oregon can do is they have a good enough secondary that you can pretty much man up on the outside and get after the passer. And they probably don't even have to do that. With how well that this defensive line has been playing and how deep the defensive line is, they just have dudes. Uyunglele is getting after people. Derek Harmon is unblockable. Tatum Tuioti, he is always in the backfield creating havoc. The only way that this game can even be close is if Michigan has a bunch, 2 to 3, I guess is what I'm going to classify as a bunch of, but drives where Mullings and Edwards just find a way to get 3.5 every single time they get the ball. And I don't think that they're going to be able to do that because Oregon is just going to stack the box and bring blitz after blitz after blitz.
Do what USC didn't do, which was wait for the play action pass or orgy to get to the edge. Mm-hmm. Instead, Oregon's going to look to dictate. And that's what they should do. The only way I think Michigan has any real chance in this game is if those three monsters in that front are disruptive. And Mason Graham is the guy who's going to get all of the love, but you've got three dudes who are going to get after you. And Oregon has done a great job of attacking great fronts, see Ohio State.
Yep.
But I think this is going to be a game where you don't play away from them, but you don't spend a ton of time going right at them, because as great as Oregon's offensive line has come together, those three guys are going to be NFL guys.
No, yeah, they are legit run stoppers.
Yeah, two of them are day one NFL guys. And well, you look at that and you go, look, we have to factor these guys in. Mason Graham is what, like, I remember during the USC game, one of the sideline reporters was like, you know, how much do you weigh right now? He's like, I think I'm down a little bit. I think I'm down to like 320.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're 320 and moving like that?
And he's every bit as strong. The thing that's nice, though, for Oregon is guess who you go up against every single week? Not that ones and ones go up a ton against each other, but they do. You go up against Derek Harmon. That's going to be the closest thing to going up against
Mason
Graham.
Scout.
And I would say Graham's a little bit better than Harmon. Yeah. That being said, there aren't many that are playing better than Harmon this year. When I look at this offense, you don't need to attack the middle of that Michigan defense. Go to the edges. If Will Johnson plays at corner, that's the only guy that worries me, and he's coming off a lower leg injury, right? So he's going to be dealing with, even if he's playing, he isn't going to be 100%, and he's going to be dealing with that injury trying to guard Tez Johnson and Evan Stewart and Trayshawn Holden and Justice Lowe. I don't think that he's going to be able to do that. It seems like you're going to get Terrence Ferguson back in this game. He is a matchup nightmare, and I think you are going to see Oregon attack the edges. Michigan is at their strongest when they are up the middle. What Will Stein does a great job of is getting the ball out of his quarterback's hands quickly and getting it to the edges where he has his playmakers make plays in space. I think you are going to see a big game from the wide receiver group. And it's hard to say big game for Tez Johnson because every game from that guy is a big game. He has 6 to 10 catches every game. He has anywhere from 60 to 100 yards every single game. He's always around the end zone if he doesn't get in. But for a guy like Evan Stewart, I think you're going to see big plays. It feels like when Evan Stewart plays, it's a feast or famine type of game. It's either an Ohio State game where he has, you know, 8 catches, 150 yards, and a touchdown, or it's he has 2 catches and maybe only 30. This is going to be a feast game for him because they don't have the secondary that can keep up with the Oregon skill players on the outside. And then once Michigan has to start spending more and moving more people to the edges, that's when you hit him with Jordan James and that rushing attack. And again, you're still going to be doing a lot of runs off tackle.
Yep.
But Jordan James and Noah Whittington have arrived this year. Jordan James is the feature back. He's running through people. And after last week, I think that's the first time that Noah Whittington looked like he did last year.
Coming back up knee injury. Yeah. According to PFF, Michigan's defensive line has the highest graded line in college football at 92.1. They lead the nation in pass rush grade, and they're tied for second in run defense. This is not a, you know, pin your ears back, pass rush, and they're soft in the middle. Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham are good. They're currently both projected top 10 picks.
They're a middle out defensive line. They are a middle out D line, and those guys are a problem. And they can get after the passer.
Yes.
I mean, they got after
again,
USC.
This is the best pass rush in the country. So
from the middle.
Well, in general, they're the highest graded pass rush in the country according to PFF. If you're looking for how Oregon is looked at as of right now, their tackle duos are the 23rd best tackle duo in the country in Cornelius and Connerly. That's pretty damn good. On the interior, though, they are 110th in the country.
I would be interested to see how much of that is skewed from the first 2 weeks.
Well, it's only taking Laulu, Harper, and Strother. It's just those three guys.
It's just those three. Okay,
so it's not. So it's factoring out.
Because if you had Pickard in there, that's where I would have to have a conversation.
He dropped the grade pretty hefty. Yeah,
because he not attacking the kid.
He got worked. He
struggled putting. The center makes all the line calls, which puts the offensive lineman in the correct positions. He struggled doing that.
Yeah.
And that's why there were a lot of losses from that O-line group. I think what Oregon, you're going to see a lot of bubble, tunnel screens, a lot of RPO, and just trying to take what Michigan is giving them. And the more that they can attack the edges, they have better athletes. They just flat out do. Oregon has better athletes than Michigan. And I can't believe that we're getting to say that because you've never really gotten to say that. Even the year that you win with Dennis Dixon's team, you didn't have better
smoke and mirrors there. I mean, you little two Statue of Liberty plays.
I mean, you had one better athlete, and he was at the quarterback position.
And you took advantage of it.
He should have been a Heisman that year if he doesn't get hurt.
So
that's how good that team was.
Currently, the spread, I believe, is adjusted now. Is it down to 13.5? I just checked a second ago.
I was going to say, I got it at 14.5.
14.5. So it is at 14.5. And I think this is closer than the Illinois game. And it really comes down to if Michigan's going to be in it, it's because Will Johnson, number one, plays and he just takes away a side of the field. And Michigan is disruptive, and they get a pick six, or they get a strip sack, you know, scoop and score. They're going to need points from their defense or from their special teams. Samaj Morgan on a punt return. Like, if they do that, then Michigan might be frisky. But this isn't an easy game for Oregon, but it is one that they probably should salt away relatively soon and not get too cute with it.
If Oregon does what they did against Illinois, which was score early, that this game will be over because this Michigan team is a worse version of that Illinois team. Illinois had some semblance of a pass game, not necessarily against Oregon, but against the other schools that they have played so far this year. This Michigan team doesn't. If Oregon can get up 2 scores in the first quarter or early in the second quarter, Michigan is going to have to start throwing the ball. And that's exactly where Oregon wants them, because they are going to be able to get after the passer and get sacks on the quarterback. And that's going to force quicker throws from the quarterback later on in the game. And that's going to lead to more opportunities for turnovers, specifically interceptions. If Oregon can get up early, which I think they have the ability to do, you might be looking at a very boring third and fourth quarter, because Oregon is just trying to run out the clock, which is what they've shown that they will do when they get up big against teams like this. It's the same thing that they did against Michigan State. It's the same thing that they did against Illinois. It's the same thing they did against Purdue.
Take care of it.
We are
away,
up,
move on the next.
We're up big. Let's get out of here. We don't need
run,
style.
Run
points.
Ball, get out healthy.
Exactly. So for Oregon, attack the edges, get up big early. That's going to force Michigan to have to throw the ball, and they can't do it. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.